wish they put more beer in a case. That way there's enough for two. This is the perfect pour.
Welcome! It is the perfect pour. Show about things interesting to beer geeks. I am Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
I'm Matt.
We're just going to hang out with you, man. Have some beers.
Beers.
Maybe 2 hours, maybe 90 minutes. I don't know. We don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah, I just took care of the turtle choker.
Good job. Matt has gotten rid of the plastic six-pack, so no turtles will get caught. And Nick has opened a very needed
top pour.
Oh, this is the hot beer going. Been the hot beer going around the beer internets this past week. Matt, what is it? Stop. That's how we're doing. I need
do
this
your,
beer.
Do your job.
Whoa! I almost dropped a double too hard of ale.
It's gross. Don't drink it.
Double too hard ale.
Ooh, wait, there's booze in the end. I like it.
Bills Brewing from XL Perro.
XL Perro just donated this, and it got moved to the front of the line. It was back. It's as far as donated beers goes, it's probably about number 20th in line. But ooh, since this is like the hot beer this week, it got bumped up.
The kids are saying it's cool.
Yeah, yeah. Kids. Bup.
Isn't that the song? Back to the front.
Back to the front.
So... Metallica. Yeah, Bell's is famous double two-hearted ale. I guess two-hearted is or maybe the double is a seasonal, I'm assuming, or just...
They only have enough hops for one batch.
The famous Bell's Brewing and the famous Trout labels that...
Trout?
You know.
Trouser Trout?
Packaged on 8/22.
What?
Checking dates here.
Oh, could we drink beer this old?
Everything you love about our classic two-hearted ale? Now in a double IPA. With 2.5... Maybe this is the first time they made the double IPA.
Now in a double.
Maybe double two-hearted has season. Intense pine, yeah. Citrus notes,
okay.
Resinous yep. Hop aroma, and rich malt.
Yes. Check.
I agree with that, all that.
They are not wrong.
It is resiny and piney.
Yeah, there is that alcohol at the end, isn't there?
Woo!
Yes, this tastes like what Portland thinks is a double. No!
Wow.
So, yeah, we're all cool. Everything's cool.
We're great.
We're good. Everyone's absolutely great. Turns out a good time.
Peaceful, quiet week. Nothing man. Exciting happened.
So, yeah. So relaxing. Yeah. It's such a relaxing time.
Did you enjoy
the weekend?
The end of pool weather?
Oh. Still got one more. Saturday. Mm. Still a pool day Saturday.
It's going to be hot enough for you?
Yep.
Gotta what get about it the in cool there? Down?
And I was supposed to work, and then a guy wanted to trade with me, and so I'm like, all right. Because I was looking at that Saturday. I was like, man, I got to work, and that's going to be my last Saturday. Get into pool time.
Wow.
And the guy is like, yeah.
So you don't have to.
Sorry.
You don't
pool
believe,
day's back on.
You don't believe it has to be hot the whole week for the pool to be warm enough?
Yeah. It's gonna be cold. It's gonna be a little chilly. It's gonna be a little chilly, but ooh. I gotta take advantage because, man, I love the pool season.
Yeah.
It's one of the great things about Fresno.
Mike, you're blue. No. Last pool day.
Pool season.
It's great. It's great. It's pool season, man. Huh? We're having fun. Crack up with some beers, man. Join me.
Grab a beer.
Come on.
Yes.
So
Mike, I would if you weren't wearing a Speedo.
Oh, I could put on some trucks.
You have snotsicles.
Snotsicles.
No, that's new chlorine I put in there. Does that. Everything's good. Scott, get out of here. Don't need an ice chest. You just throw the beer in the pool.
Throw the beer in the pool.
It'll be fine. Put it in my floaty. Peak Flamingo. Make a floaty. So. Oh, I'm so in love. Culture.
Still don't have a handle on that one yet.
Yeah, we're getting there. Louis cost me a blind pig.
Mm.
This is breaking. This is pretty much the biggest thing that's happened to me this
breaking
week.
Breaking news in air quotes. So wait, did Louis get to it before you opened it or after? Did he demolish a bottle, a full bottle?
I'll tell you how he cost me a blind pig.
Oh, is that a teaser?
Well, so Louis, Louis hates other dogs.
Yes.
Okay.
He just, whatever reason,
some people.
He grew up in the streets of Pinedale, and yeah, he loves to annoy people, but is really annoying to them. And then other animals, especially other dogs, he just can't stand it that they exist. Except for Jovi. If you all remember Jovi. Jovi was like the original one dog he loved dog. And was like his big brother. And he was like the Spike. He was like, what are we going to do now, Spike? And Jovi's like, just lay down. Can you just lay down, Louis?
He annoyed him as if he was a human.
Exactly.
Maybe that's why he's mad. He looks Jovi. At him and goes, you're not Jovi.
Yeah. Jovi took all the heat for us. And now that Jovi's gone, Louis annoys everybody. So I can't trust him around any animals. So the other day I'm driving, bringing back some dinner, and I drive up in that driveway, and I have a driveway that I can drive right up to my front door. And as I'm getting into my driveway, I see my neighbors from across the street or a couple doors down. They're walking their two dogs and their dogs are kind of tangled up in the leash, but they're in front of my neighbor's house. And the way my house is, I have so many trees that you can't see my neighbor's house. So I'm not too worried about it, but I know they're there. And then, so I drive up and then my daughter sees me and Louie's with her and she opens the door. Like just, it's something, cause we're at the end of the street. There's usually nobody out there.
So it's okay.
She opens the door and lets, Louie out. And I'm like, oh, and I'm still in the car and I'm like, oh shit. If he sees those two dogs, this is not going to go well. And he jumps out, and I still haven't been able to get out of the car. And he jumps out and comes to my door, and he turns and sees him. And I see him, the look he has of, those are two dogs at the end of my driveway. And he bolts, and I can't get out of the car fast. I can't. He's gone, and there's no way I'm going to catch him. So he, in like half a second, he makes it to the street, and now He has 1 second of what a normal dog would do and sniffs the two other dogs and wags his tail for 1 second. I'm like, maybe this is going to be okay. And then second two, and he just attacks the other dog, like full on teeth. They are going completely full on at it. And my two neighbors are in this. They're all four. Oh, the two dogs, man. Louis and my two neighbors are all in this fucking fight.
Holy shit. I'm running
down the driveway and I have no choice but to, like, I'm so worried about my neighbor's dog getting hurt by Louie that I jump right in the middle of it and just give him like a Mike Singletary tackle of just full on tackling Louie in the street. And I take him down and now I'm on top of Louie and Louie is trying everything to get up.
Oh, shit.
And now the neighbors are like trying to collect themselves and I don't know them very well at all. We're just wave neighbors.
I'm guessing they don't like you very much right now.
We're just like wavy neighbors, like, right. Hi. And they're able to get out of it and they kind of collect themselves and start moving as I'm struggling with Louie with all my life. And
he's probably as big as you,
like,
by the way. This is a chihuahua.
And they're not
here.
Saying anything. And I go, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. And they just kind of like the wife just kind of gets out like a, and like they take the dogs off and now I'm out there by myself in the middle of the street with Louis and I was struggling with him. Like it's a world wrestling match right now in the middle of the street and nobody's coming to help me. I'm like, where is my wife? Where is my daughter? I need help out here.
Yes.
I cannot leave him because he will run. And finally my daughter comes out with a collar and I'm able to escort them back into the house.
Yeah, that's difficult when they don't have something to grab onto.
Yeah, and so I get them in the house, and now I'm like, this is like about the eighth time Louis embarrassed me on the street. And I'm like, God dang it. And I hate having to, I humble myself every day by being a dumbass. So I'm like, here's another humbling experience I got to go through at the end of the day, work day. And like, thanks a lot, Louis. So my wife's like, well, you gotta go down there. You gotta do something. You gotta talk to them.
Oh.
I'm like, oh yeah, I know. You're right. So I'm like, well, all right. I'm gonna bring him a beer. And I had just brought back a Pliny and a Blind Pig. And I'm like, well, I'm going to give this Blind Pig because it's not as harsh as I'm assuming this guy doesn't know beer. I'm like, yeah, so I go over there with my tail between my legs and I'm like, and he's like, cool. He's like, oh, hey, man. And he's very cool, luckily. And I give him the Blind Pig and he's like, he seems excited by it. He wasn't like faking, like, oh, that's cool. He's like, oh, man, this is really cool. It ended up being a nice thing. We actually like technically met for the first time. And
there you go.
And they seemed to be fine, or at least they were being nice about it or anything. So, that's how Louis cost me a Blind Pig.
Well, that's better than him breaking it.
I don't know. I think I'd rather him break
than give it away and have someone else enjoy it.
Well, no, that's better. But I mean, having to go through the embarrassment of having a dumbass dog.
That's true. Damn. So, yeah.
There you go.
All right. Typical Sunday.
Well, what do you guys want to talk about?
Well.
Wow.
Thanks to all this fake seltzer news clogging the media.
Fake seltzer news.
I have completely missed out on beer releases. So not only is Lawfully coming back around for the season, one of my favorites, Narwhal, is back.
Narwhal.
Here it is on the shelves.
We see nothing. It's here.
It's been here the whole time. I've avoided beer media so much because of the seltzer thing. I've completely missed when all my favorites are coming out.
See what you're doing, seltzer. You're making Nick turn off Nick from beer media.
That's right. So I got to go to the store like a normal person and discover it like some noob. Hey, what's this?
Hey, this from last year?
It says 2019, sir.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, is it like cars, how car models work? Like, years before the actual year or whatever.
This 2019 model Narwhal, but it's really a 2020 or it's a 2020, but
yeah, it came out 2020.
Yeah, we had that Narwhal at the tailgate session.
Tailgate.
And it tasted like a Narwhal does. Did you discern any difference in this year's Narwhal?
It seems more roasted.
Okay. Matt, did you have some of that Narwhal? I missed that. Did you not? I'm going to say not. With your, looking at your face.
What's his face?
He's like, face, what's a Narwhal?
Your mouth say nothing, but your face say no.
There. Oh, Matt, we're going to have a live tasting from Matt.
I mean, Narwhal. I have had a Narwhal this year.
Like, it's not my first Narwhal, bro.
Wow.
Yeah, I'll say it's a little bit more roasty.
I didn't even check my dates. Old man. 8/22 this came out, or it was bottled, so probably right. Showed up.
That's good.
Yeah, that's about right, in this beginning of September, maybe.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering, what else have I missed? Thanks, White Claw. I mean,
White Claw.
Unnamed seltzer, generic seltzer.
Generic seltzer, Claw.
Claw.
The Claw.
The Claw.
I'm so worried about the seltzer thing. Like, are breweries all going to have a seltzer on now? Is that where we're
Deschutes believes so.
Deschutes, did they say that, or they're now they have one on?
Now you're going to make me go to my email.
I mean, this is, we shouldn't be having to deal with this, people. This should be wine's problem.
How did we get stuck with
this? Hey.
Okay, so Deschutes unveils new Modified Theory.
Yeah.
This is a line of flavored malt beverages. So they are now getting in on the game of, is that right? Is seltzer a malt beverage?
Sure.
Or is this more like the canned cocktails?
Matt, is that
seltzer?
Tahitian lime agave, crafted hard bevy is how they sell this.
Yeah, I saw somebody on one of the Facebook groups was like, wasn't ours, it wasn't the poor, but it was somebody else like, so do I call some, the White Claw people that make White Claw, do I call that guy a brewer? Do I call that person a brewer that makes White Claw, or what do I call the person? And people are like, well, they basically make it like a beer kind of anyway. So I guess somebody makes a White Claw as a brewer?
So this is supposed to compete with the hard seltzers, this fermented malt beverage from Deschutes.
Are we like, is this going to be, is this like a brewed IPA trend, or is this going to be there now? Like, we're just going to have to deal with, we hard seltzers are part of life now.
I'm thinking these are money makers, so they're going to probably displace a lot of actual brewing.
It's frustrating.
Yeah.
Do you have any hard seltzers fermenting at Tioga?
It's already out.
Oh.
Then yes.
So yeah.
Simple yes.
So no, because they're all gone. They're all out of the fermenters.
It's called Trek.
Trek.
We call it a crossover beer, but technically it's a rice ale that was fermented out to the point where it has low calories and all that stuff. And then we add monk fruit back into it to bring some of the sweetness without it being
What's a monk sugar. Fruit?
What's a monk fruit?
It's a fruit.
Is that a tree? Is it a tree?
No.
Bush?
Yeah, does it come off a bush? Vine?
Root?
Root?
Is it a root?
Ground?
It's not monk root.
It's in the ground.
Monk root?
It's in the ground?
Like ginseng, monk root?
It's in the lab?
A herbal remedy?
Is it a lab? Made in a lab?
Lab made. Grafted.
Grafted?
GMO? Is monk root GMO?
Is it hazy?
Hazy monk fruit.
Yeah. Have you seen like a Hail the Monk Fruit before?
Hail the Monk Fruit?
I don't remember the monk fruit code at Vaughn's.
7927.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's right. I don't remember a monk fruit coming through.
Yeah. You watch. One day, people are going to be brewing with this. Okay, buddy.
The whey protein smoothies and monk fruit.
Be brewing with a monk fruit. Yeah. You're that guy? He said monk. He said they're going to be brewing with a monk fruit one day. Nut. Marty, you got to do something about the...
Then he asked us if we had Apple Pay.
You got Apple Pay? They're brewing with monk fruit, Marty. We got to stop them. Why? What do you mean, Doc?
What,
why?
Are they commassals or something?
Yeah, they're brewing with monk fruit. And they're drinking hard seltzers and brewing with monk fruit. There's no stopping them.
Man. See, if only we had Back to the Future 4 to predict all this.
Dun, 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 dun.
They stopped in 2015 before Hazy's hit, so everything looked good. The doc should have went 5 years further.
Yeah. It's like Terminator. We should have sent the Terminator to terminate the person that started
the
hard seltzer process. Whoever invented hard seltzers. I must kill you now.
It's not the seltzer.
It's not the seltzer.
It might be a seltzer.
It's not the seltzer. Man. We have a lot of attempts at comedy in this show.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
A lot of attempts.
It's easy to blend Kindergarten Cop with Terminator. I mean, they're so close.
Well, yeah. The SNL style was like you just throw a ton of jokes at them, and once in a while, something's going to be funny. So
perfect.
That's our style of podcast. We throw a ton of bits, and then once in a while, something will hit.
So every season, one character is guaranteed to be played out because of.
Yeah. This whole show is played out.
Great. We get Stefan on
here. Great. What else is going on?
New Belgium did a collaboration. I have yet to try this, so I don't know what it is like exactly, but they have made a beer. I don't believe this is aged in oak barrels as much as it's blended with the actual bourbon. So it's Oak Spire Bourbon Barrel Ale from, and it's Knob Creek and New Belgium. It's a special release in six packs, but it just says Bourbon Barrel Ale. It doesn't say aged. It doesn't say.
Oh my gosh.
Jesus.
Jeez. Start over. Podcasting 101, Nick.
This is the perfect pour. Go. 9% ABV, smooth notes of toffee, vanilla, and caramel. But it's got the Knob Creek label right on the box.
Hmm.
Hmm. What do you think?
I don't know.
Don't know.
My mind's too blown, bro.
Yeah, you guys don't like whiskey anyway.
I haven't gotten into it yet. Oh, man, it's double too hard. And when it warms up, it's double, bro.
Let's look into this.
Yeah, let's all hang out. Listen to Nick look into this.
Yeah.
Right? Let's just mellow out. Got?
So limited edition collaboration between New Belgium, Knob Creek, Oak Spire is a unique bourbon barrel ale aged with bourbon steeped oak spirals and char from inside the barrel. So it's not a true bourbon barrel aged. It's aged on oak, if you will.
The old on oak.
On oak.
They just sat there on the oak and just like, we'll just let it sit there.
Yep. That's what happened.
We'll age it.
It's moderately sweetness that gradually fades. Slight bitterness in the background towards the finish.
Yeah, I got that.
What would you say the aroma smells like? If you said moderately strong vanilla, caramel, and dried fruit, you'd be right.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
Okay, so there you go. Mystery solved. It's aged on oak.
Oh, the classic on oak. I forgot to mention that we had a stargazing New England IPA Stargazing New England IPA from Zach's Brewing earlier during the tailgate session. If you're a golden god, you know. You heard all about it.
All about
it. Now. Oh, wait.
We're getting old. Gold. I mean, the gold.
What do we got here?
From Urban Roots, we have Slice. Urban Slice. West Coast Double India Pale Ale, Mosaic, Simcoe, Equinot, and German Amarillo hops.
We have Cease and Desist from Urban.
Yes, it is a label. It looks like a slice can, a soda slice can. And Wazoo Corvette donated this to the show. Man, we love Urban Roots, so... I've got high expectations. I like Slice. Although, do they even make Slice anymore?
Man, I don't know. I don't think so. Maybe that's how they're getting away with this.
Slice is like, yeah, I can have it. We're tired. We're done making soda.
Dr. Shasta.
No, it's... Wait. It's like, so, it's a collab... This is Slice Beer Co.
Did you buy knockoff crackers again?
I brought crispy because usually we have premium. This one is crispy. Look at you, your cracker connoisseur. You could tell. I was like, let's fool these guys. Let's see what happens when we replace their normal premium crackers with crispy crackers. Let's see if they notice.
You think you had a bad weekend?
Think you had a bad weekend? I'm having crispy crackers over here.
Wait till you see when I get done with you after these crackers.
But they're not store brand. They're legitimate brand. The crispy with the K, crispy.
You could have gone up a shelf.
Wow.
Oh,
now they're all right.
Says the guy who's buying them for the show.
Hey, He says, if you want to have crackers, buy them your damn self. I'd figure it out.
No. Nope. So, this is a double. Sorry.
We don't drink anything less here.
Mosaic, Simcoe, Equinox, German Amarillo, like Matt said.
Look how clear it is. You guys know how clear it is. It's great 80s.
Oh, yeah. Super clear. Oh, wait. What the hell?
That's right.
Drinking a clear beer here.
Sons of bitches.
Thanks for that, Wazoo. Keep the urban roots coming. Wazoo gives a lot. We got a lot of beer, listener beer, and it's pretty awesome. So thanks, everyone. We're gonna try and get to everything as soon as we can here. Trying to get through it all fast as possible. What else? What else? You guys got other culture things? I mean, I've still got things, but
oh, do you?
I want
yours
to,
bragging.
I want to hear yours. Yeah, I got more. Yeah.
How many you got? Six. I got
Spirit.
Seven.
Oh, I got seven.
You guys remember the name? Seven. Name Travis Smith.
Travis Barker.
Formerly of Society.
Society.
I mean, I knew that. I was going to say that.
He has officially popped up at Lazy G.
Lazy G. Lazy G. I knew that.
Okay, then what city is it in?
Los Gatos.
It's in Arizona.
California transplant.
Gilbert.
Nope.
Oh, man. That was good, though.
Further back in the alphabet.
Lazy G.
Further back. Flagstaff.
Sparks. No, that's Nevada.
That's Nevada, bro.
Damn it.
Flagstaff.
It's like 11 letters from the end of the alphabet.
Oh, Jesus it's Christ. In the back. that way.
Phoenix.
Oh, my gosh.
That's the correct first letter.
Phoenix. God dang it. I know my Arizona city. I love geography, and I'm freaking joking right now.
Second letter is an R.
Well, don't make it me look stupider.
Prairie dog ears.
You said there. You start sound it out.
Pragnosis. Prescott.
There you go.
I knew that. I mean, I knew Prescott. I didn't know you were trying to say Prescott. I was like, he can't be trying to say Prescott.
That's too easy. Why would he go there?
So he popped up at Lazy G in Prescott, Arizona. Apparently his first batch in the books is a dry stout. So.
Wow.
Ooh.
He's like, he's setting the tone, huh?
Yeah.
And, Nick likes this brewery.
120 degrees outside. Dry stout it is.
Dry stout.
And in the comment section of his post, he said that he has a moose head clone coming up.
Moose.
So.
Moose head.
That's what's hopping in over there.
He's like, I'm making moose head beer over here.
Moose head. That seems more appropriate.
Making Arizona moose head beer.
You got the heat.
A lot of moose out there in Arizona.
I don't know how, but... Buffalo Beer Week was celebrated in 2010, and there was just three breweries in the Buffalo area: Flying Boston,
Beer Week,
Pearl Street,
the Beer Week
Brewery, and Buffalo
three
Beer Pub. Now, with 38 breweries throughout the Western New York, and with more on the way, the 10th
XL has a lot of work to do.
So it's only been 9 years since 2010, but they're having the 10th annual Buffalo Beer Week.
Sure, it's like we're just. Skip 9, 10th year.
So that's going from September 9th, 13th.
10th year, kid. Shut up.
September 13th through the 22nd. So all things Buffalo.
You want to have a get it with the XL. You'll be ready.
More than 100 different events going on during that week.
XL better go to every single one.
All of them.
XL, you're a rep of Perfect Pour. You have to go to all Buffalo Beer Week events.
Yeah, give us some Buffalo Beer Week live reports.
Yes. Yeah. Buffalo live report.
Craft Brew Alliance got the let's just be friends from AB InBev.
Oh, man. I've been there. Been there, Craft Brew Alliance.
It's not me, it's you. Yeah.
If you need to talk, I am here for you. I can talk you through it. I am an expert at that. That one.
Anheuser-Busch InBev declined its long-held option to purchase the Portland, Oregon headquarters craft beer maker. The call came 2 weeks after the August 23rd deadline for AB, which already owns 31.3% of Craft Brew Alliance. And they were set to make an offer for $24.50 per share, about $328 million, to purchase the remainder of the company, or they had the option to pay a one-time fee of $20 million. And AB opted to do that.
Hmm. So, like, yeah, no thanks. We're good.
Yeah, so it's
like they're all, but we made ourselves so that you would like us.
So yeah, it's, we're good.
It's unknown what's going to happen, but the main brands in that are Kona, Windmere, and Red Hook.
Red Hook.
Cutting edge.
So it just kind of goes on to state in the article that the CBA is going to reinvest that $20 million to pay down some debt. And
I could use that.
Buy another brewery, you know.
Let's just buy another brewery. But we should pay our bills.
And kind of continue growing their presence. But yeah, it's AB was like, we're good.
We're working on some new Super Bowl ads right now. We're just, you know, we got a lot on our plate.
Yeah, don't mind the millions of dollars we just spent on the Super Bowl.
We got to go close the ballast point. We'll be right back.
Yeah, we've got a whole new line of the Bud Light commercials. We're just taking a lot of castle sets we're working on here. A lot of different castle sets. Man.
But that's pretty crazy when you're just
not gonna have time for you guys. You're
like, we could spend the other $308 million and continue buying you guys out, or we could just not.
Just not.
Severance pay, in other words.
We're like, enjoy yourselves.
But they told us they would buy us if we made ourselves look good enough. Yeah.
This slice is good.
Why can't we be friends? Why can't we?
Well, you guys, the biggest thing on Twitter this week, Hashtag I am craft beer.
Okay.
Biggest, it's been a really cool thing. And, it started with, Afro Beer Geek, which had like, she got this insanely racist email and it became this email became a whole thing. And then, Dr. J. Jackson Beckham, she decided to sort of turn this into a positive and just started this whole, hashtag on Twitter, the I am craft beer hashtags. If you're on Twitter, you've probably seen it already, I'm sure. And just basically just invited everyone to just sort of tell a little story about yourself, take a picture of yourself and tell a little story about yourself, how you got into beer or what you like to do. It doesn't even have to be beer. And so a lot, and just as a positive thing for beer, and everyone, a lot of people jumped on it. Like, I've never seen something get that, big so quickly and so on such a positive thing. Usually it's negative things that get so much attention, but this is like a really cool positive thing. So even some of our listeners I've seen pop up on the feed, like Chew Your Beer has been on there, and then Beth Damone, a beer writer, she's on Twitter at Delight Ed Bite. Delighted Bite. Delighted Bite on Twitter. And she wrote a good article sort of summing everything up if you're like a little slow to this. So check that out. But it's been really cool. I'm not going to do it, but I cannot physically do a selfie that's going to go out to everybody. But, I'm old, so. You know, Matt's of a generation that's normal. But like, oh yeah, selfies. Why is that a big deal? But I'm just like, oh my God, that's
nobody needs to see this.
No, I can't do it. So yeah, I don't know. I haven't seen Nick or Matt pop up there. Mm. I don't think Sorry. I don't see Nick or Matt doing it either.
Nope, probably won't.
Nope. But it's been cool. Everyone doing it. It's been really cool seeing a lot of people that you wouldn't. The cool thing about it is like, other than the positivity about it and turning something really terrible around and making a cool thing out of it, is like that I see a lot of people that have, you know, have really small Twitter accounts that normally wouldn't get noticed are getting noticed. And that's been a cool thing. Cause usually if you're a small account, there's really no way to get noticed. You can use a hashtag and it's still not going to pop up on feeds or something, but everyone that's done it is popped up on a feed in the small, even the smallest of accounts. So, and it's all been hugely positive. I haven't seen one negative thing about it, which is rare on Twitter. So, it's really cool. Check it out. Yeah. Are we good? We got some culture. Maybe we'll get culture later. I don't know.
Okay.
I'm still mulling it over, but, are you guys good? You guys got anything left? We haven't.
Said all the things.
Said all the things. We're just enjoying some beers, hanging out.
I mean, I'll be technically when this podcast is released, I'll be on my way to Long Beach.
Ooh. Oh, yes. Thank you. The big get. I mean, I know voicemails are probably going to cover this, but.
Yeah.
The big get it Saturday at the Craft Brewer, California Craft Brewers
Summit.
Summit, right?
Yeah, that works.
The craft beer son of a bitch.
Yeah. And
Summit.
Yeah. The California thing with the summit and the meaning of the things on Saturday in Long Beach.
In the valley.
Basically, Long Beach, you take the 605. Get off. Don't get off of Lakewood because you can't get off on Lakewood on the 605. Doesn't make any sense. Head south towards the ocean.
405.
So Saturday is the big day where, I mean, there's a lot of industry stuff going on, but Saturday is the festival day.
Hit us again.
Where all the booths are. All the booths. Mm-hmm. And you can check out some Fresno brewers there. We got our own Zach's Brewing. Is pineapple in there?
What?
No. Yes. He is? Oh.
Oh, yeah. He wanted Fontana Jim to pour for
him. Oh, yeah. That's right. Roger's talking about. So I guess Fontana Jim will be pouring for Zach's Brew. Or I'm sorry, for pineapple. So that's going to be fun. Zach's Brewing. We love Zach's Brewing. They're going to be there. Tioga's going to be there. Pendragon? Is House of Pendragon coming out? I haven't seen Pendragon. So are the three locals, is that the three locals then? Mm-hmm. Pine Bomb, Tioga,
Zach's. Usually we see Full Circle. I don't know if they pour, but we usually see them there.
Full Circle will be there hanging out. Mm-hmm. And maybe Dust Bowl going to be there?
They're usually there.
Dust Bowl.
You think I would have looked at the list.
Southgate? I don't think Southgate's there. I didn't notice Southgate, but. If you see Southgate, there's a whole map thing we put on our Twitter. If you guys want
to. Oh, is that where we put it?
Yeah. Okay. Look in our Twitter feed. There's nothing else interesting in our Twitter feed.
Nothing at all.
Nope.
Not one thing.
No, not a thing. So it's possible we're going to have the biggest get it in history.
Wow.
We'll see.
Bigger than the Grand Get It in Florida.
Yeah, that Florida Grand Get It. I don't know. We need to have that specific number for that Grand Get It.
Yes, I was just wondering, what's the number?
So Florida reps, put that number out there so Saturday we can see if it can be beaten. Because they're going to have to all... this Get It's, if you want to break the world record for Get It, you're gonna need to be there all at the same time. You can't be there during the day and was there earlier, but... And get it, so like everyone's there at the same time, so.
Yeah. And you must make one reference to the show.
Yeah. There must be some sort of brief, at least discussion or something referencing the show.
Yeah.
And then you're having to get it.
How many tangents do you think must be rolled into
tangent.
At least two. So
from Central California, we have Alvarado, Laker, Casa Gria, Central Coast, Dionysus, Dust Bowl, Figaro Mountain, Flatfish, Institution, Kern River, Mountain Rambler.
Mountain Rambler?
Yep.
All these names are familiar except for that one.
Pine and Palm?
Heard of them.
Poseidon Brewing?
Poseidon?
Poseidon? Seaward, Slow, Telegraph, Tembler, Tioga, Topa Topa, and Zach's.
Topa Topa. Where's Topa Topa?
Wow, does it even say?
So no.
Does it even say the Firestone of Walker?
No Firestone of Walker. Interesting. Mammoth? Did you say Mammoth? They might not consider. They might say, "Oh, Mammoth, Southern California."
So they're the whole thing is mainly L.A., which you can imagine. Mm-hmm. We're in Long Beach, so
is it going to be in Long Beach next year? Do we know next year's spot?
I know,
are they going back to Sacramento?
So Sacramento was down for 2 years. So this is the first of the second year for the renovation. It could be.
So hopefully I'll come back to Long Beach because I don't think I'm going to be able to go, and I'm super bummed, and I hope it goes back next year, and hopefully I can do next year.
Yeah, I know Sacramento's closer, but Long Beach does sound way cool.
Yeah, it's way cool, and then it's my...
Oh, yeah, it's your home away from home.
Sort of home.
Mammoth will be there as part of L.A.
Ah, see? Mammoth. No, guys.
How does Mammoth associate with L.A.?
That's bullshit. They're Central California. I know they're on the other side of the Sierras, but that's Central California, guys. Sorry.
Sounds like a distributor booth.
Yeah. I'm surprised. There's just, I don't see anywhere where Firestone's listed.
No, they're not. Yeah, look, they're not there. I don't know. They're doing something else. I even looked under Duval. It
wasn't there. Oh, wow. International.
Well, Stone's not even listed.
Wow, Stone's too busy. Too busy selling their stuff to BrewDog.
Wow.
We're BrewDog.
BrewDog.
You see, they sent a beer. Was that real? Where they sent a beer into space? Was that real?
BrewDog.
They put a beer on a balloon. one of them weather balloon style balloons.
I don't think you get past the atmosphere.
I didn't think so either. But then there was a picture of it. Like, I think you can probably get right up to the atmosphere. Or maybe they can technically say, oh, that's space.
Space.
That's space. I can see the stars. That's space. Super space.
Super space.
I'm like, guys, I don't know. No, it's space.
Ozone. It's in the ozone.
Right, do you know what the ozone is? Yeah, I'm sure we're going to. It's a thing up there. I'm sure we're going to hear more about this Epic Get It in the voicemails.
What's the first beer going on the Mars rover?
Are they going to put one up there? You gotta start making some beer up there. You're gonna get bored. You're gonna get bored. Telling you. You're gonna get bored.
Make the beer. Will you call me tonight and leave me your voicemail? Will you talk about beer and tell me your driving? Should have said red ale.
Whoa.
Red ale should be the first one.
Red ale? Oh, Mars red. Whoa! 559-492-0542 is the voicemail line of the Dorktown Network of Podcasts, including Get Off My Podcast. There's a new Get Off My Podcast out there if you want to check it out. If you like Harrison Ford and Star Wars and all that kind of cool stuff, Trent and I, we got to put a new one out there since this past Perfect Pour.
Ooh.
And there's a newish Flowing with Famous as well.
What?
No new Dorktown.
No.
Odd.
Well, very odd. There's beer for somebody in the fridge.
Ooh, Bells, are you listening? Here. There's beer in there. And I can't open it up unless you come over and drink it. Just saying.
You should send him a picture of you opening one of his beers every day.
Yeah. The longer you wait to come over, the less beer you're going to have, bro. So, guys, you can email us too. perfectpourpodcast@gmail.com. You can record something on your phone and send that to us. Make it 3 minutes, preferable, because that makes it, you know, less boring.
Keep it tight.
To listen to. I mean, you keep it tight. Or you can just traditionally email us. You don't want to record something. You can write. If you like writing better, which I do as well. I like to blog. I like to blog, guys.
Dear, it's fun. Mikey.
Dear me. Since 2002, I've been blogging. And you would think I'd be ready for this, but I'm completely not.
One day we'll get.
And now get the busy on your phone looking up stuff, music that Paul is working on intently. And
never gonna get
the first voicemail of episode 320 is coming. When what the fuck happened? Coming.
Hey guys.
Shit.
What's up, Perfect Four?
We're walking.
Sorry, Colin and
Janine. We're not driving.
We're walking.
Yay. We're walking with our dog.
They're healthy.
Dog. Watch out. Don't let that dog loose.
To another brewery. Yeah,
neighbor dogs.
From one brewery to the next is how we roll.
It's how we roll.
Yep. So,
or walk.
We thought our call was a little bit rammy last weekend.
Sorry about that. Think so. Yeah.
I think Mikey likes it, though.
Yeah.
And Kevin's defense, who is feeling extremely rammy, he didn't even meet any of the Matts, and all of the Matts that work at River North are really cool dudes. I'm just going to say that.
Have you met a non-cool Matt?
No, and none of them look like a bun on a fur coat. I don't know where he came up with that. But anyways.
That's Kevin, though, for you.
Yeah, let's get past that and talk about, Untappd. Denver won the number one, so that was the most verified venues checked into in any city, and we got number one.
Yeah, that's right, bitches. Number one.
Number one. So they're going to have a party on October 1st.
Yep, at Cerebral Brewing Company.
At Cerebral, which is where we had to get it with Ryan and Matt, another Matt.
That's true.
And that was really fun, and it's a really awesome brewery.
Yeah, it's one of the best brewing companies in town for the Hazy game. They really kick ass, and they were sliding in mud right now. We've taken the wrong way, Janine. Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
It's getting really slippery.
Okay.
These are new shoes, damn it.
And unfortunately, we're not going to be in town for the Untappd thing or for the Great American Beer Festival.
What?
Because we are going to be at the original beer festival in Munich at Oktoberfest.
Oktoberfest.
So we are flying into Germany on September 25th, and we will be there until October 9th.
Wow. I'm going to get some hosen of the later.
Yes, he's going to get hosen of the later, and we would like to
invite all you guys to go with us.
We're flying into Berlin.
Yep.
And then we're going to take another flight to Munich 4 days later, and then the rest of the time we'll be driving in southern Bavaria. So if you guys have, if anyone who's been there has any craft beer recos, please give them to us. If not, we'll just drink whatever the fuck we want, and we'll figure it out, because beer and food is supposedly really good there.
Yeah,
it's going to be a first time for both of us. It'll be fun.
I plan on having a blast aside from the travel, because I'm kind of tall. I don't really fit on a plane or train.
But I bought extra leg room for him and stuff.
Yeah, emergency exit row.
So it should be fun. I hope you guys forgive us for our last call.
No.
And we want you to keep up the good work, guys.
Riff, riff, riff.
What? Colorado.
Was that the dog?
It's too apologetic. We're not to apologize.
No.
Oh, we got a tidbit at the end there. You missed it. What did you say? They didn't cancel the call and then started talking again.
Oh, no. They started talking like real people.
Yeah. But you know what? They don't need to apologize for the last call. I don't believe it. I don't think they need to apologize at all. They do good work all the time.
Did they say something I should edit out?
No.
All right,
they just said, fuck Mikey.
No, that would leave in. I don't want them. I'm not going to embarrass the listener, so I'll edit anything out when it's a listener. But me, I leave all my dumb shit in.
I love gold.
So this beer.
Okay.
another Wazoo Corvette beer.
How do you know it's beer?
I don't know. It's in a Russian River style bottle.
Ah, there you go.
It is Castillo Classic IPA. It is a gold medal winning beer, a GABF, gold medal winning beer, IPA. What? So what? We're having a GABF.
IPA out of a bottle? What year is this?
So
shake it more than two times, you're playing with it.
It's from Alaro Craft Brewery.
I've heard of that.
Somewhere in the Sacramento area, I think. So Wazoo has gotten us a gold medal winning beer. The GABF judges, which is, you know, probably what we'll be talking about next week because got the Craft Beer Summit this week. But so GABF said this was gold.
Capitol Avenue, Sacramento, California. There you go.
Don't know if I agree with them.
Maybe there's some sort of different category of IPA that was gold. But this is like example of GABF, which, I mean, I guess it should. It's supposed to represent the whole country. That
not just California.
They must have a pretty balanced judging system where they have judges from all over the country.
English style IPA.
There we go. So that's probably a category.
Is this the one?
Gold medal English style IPA.
Damn it. That's what it is.
Is this the one that went on the boat to India?
This is it. They recreated it.
But it's a. So you put Cascade and Centennial in a beer. That's what it tastes like.
Not my style. One.
For an English style IPA, that's exactly what it needs to be.
It's very clean.
It is not a West Coast.
It's very clean and well made.
So you guys are going to be mad at them until you found that out.
Hey, guys.
Yep.
Can you hear me? I'm Carol Channing.
It's her.
Who's down to go to get some moons over my Jimmy? Oh, boy. What? Do they serve beer at Denny's? Well, let me know.
What the fuck is this?
Keep up the great work. I'm Carol Channing.
Thanks, Carol, for calling in.
Oh, boy.
That's a pretty good Carol Channing. I mean, I know who that was. Could you guys tell?
No. Oh, who did that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm just making sure.
Some Denny's do serve beer.
That's right. That is a good call. The Denny's
on Sean West.
Oh, the Sean West one does?
It even still has the bar.
Well, yeah, but I didn't know it actually still served because I know the Shaw, the one by Fresno State, used to. I didn't know if it does now, but I know it used to. But there's a Sean West one now. Could I get a beer at that one?
Last I went there.
Because that's in my neighborhood.
I'm no expert.
Neighborhood BS.
I mean, like, I was probably last in there like 8 years ago.
But it's still got to be same 8 years.
Yeah. Same beers even.
They're building a new hotel right behind it. See that?
Yeah.
Yeah. So they can stay in a hotel and get drunk at Denny's.
Yeah.
Fucked up.
You ain't been drunk till your Denny's drunk.
Yeah, I used to always go to the one by Fresno State after work.
Yeah.
Kitchen was always kind of like in shift change, so it was pretty much you just got rice pilaf and salad. That was all that they could really make.
This doesn't sound bad.
In a beer. Give me a beer. When's Denny's going
to
open a beer?
Remember Coco's right there? Remember Coco's? Did you ever go to Coco's?
No.
Did you go to Coco's?
Is it Coco's? West?
Yeah, right where the Denny's is, there was a Coco's.
Damn it.
No. Near Reference State. Did you ever go to Lions?
Oh, yeah, Lions.
Oh, man. Lions is a place after
Fresno and Shaw.
Yeah, Matt might be too young, but
nope, never went to Lions.
The Lions.
Yeah, all the drunks went to Lions. The 1 a.m., 2 a.m., y'all went to Lions, and that was a rowdy. I mean, if you're you poor people that worked the late shifts at the Denny's on the weekends or at Lions or whatever, those 2 a.m. shifts, those poor waitresses, you have to be a special, special breed of person that can handle a lot of shit. Because you're dealing with tables upon tables of drunk 20-somethings. Oh, my God. Now that I look back on it, I was like, dear God, how did those people do that? Or how do they do it nowadays? I don't know. It's still happening to this day.
Oh, I'm sure.
Well, you're still young enough, Matt. What happens after all the drinking's done? Where do you guys go now? Where do your kids go?
Home.
home? Yeah.
There's not some even people that still go grab pizza or Taco Bell or whatever, but mm-hmm. I'm at the stage where it's just like, if I were to eat after the whole time I was drinking, they would mm-hmm. just not. I'd just wake up with heartburn. So
we partied in Tower, so we'd go to the Shields and Blackstone Denny's.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I've done there. All that.
Done that.
There was a consistent time.
If you want to really party, go to the Abbey. Oh. Denny's.
Been there, too.
Woo. I love Kind of Rebels, that one, too, though. Woo. Olive and 99.
Oh, I've never been to that one.
That's a good
one. That, oh, gosh. Yikes.
Yeah, late night festivities.
Yeah.
I think there was a time or two after, like, partying with the brothers' in-laws. I think mm-hmm. we would like finish it up in Tower and then meander on over to Denny's.
That's how we, yeah. Yeah, if it was the Zacks, it was Shields and Blackstone. If it was the wife's family, it was Olive and 99.
I did a lot of Herndon and Blackstone Denny's.
Oh, the fancy one.
Yeah.
Been there too.
Yeah.
That was cruising Blackstone Denny's.
Yeah. Accurate.
There was a time in my life when friends of mine, we would purposely stay up all night just in general. And so we all lived within equal distance of IHOP. So that was the goal, was somewhere around 2 a.m. we would drive to IHOP. And that's where we would spend like a good 2 hours, like from 2 to 4 a.m. Because we'd just pretty much have the whole place to ourselves. And like you said, the people that work there, they have to be interesting and be able to take a lot of shit. And that's exactly why I went there. It was like the two servers that worked either or on the nights was always a fun time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you gotta be tough as nails to work at Denny's at that time. And cheers, early cheers to all our overnight restaurant workers.
Swing shift.
Mm-hmm. As we continue on with the
what a little perfect voicemails. Quarter to you be here, Matt, Nick, and Mike.
What's up, Chew?
Man, Twitter.
Boy.
Let's talk Twitter, Holmes. Oh, you guys probably already talked about it, but I want to talk about it again, Holmes. Twitter has been very, very entertaining, eh? It's like
I am crappier, right?
My gangbanging.
He's going to talk about I am crappier.
It's just back and forth beef, Holmes, like Twitter beef, Holmes. Worst, of course, you probably know what I'm talking about. Worst beer blog and the Fresnin. The Fresnin's real.
That guy's a douche, the Fresnin guy.
Just thank you for making Twitter entertaining again. also, my hat's off. Today is 9/11. Much respect and love to the people we've lost back then.
Thank you.
Never forget. Back to the good stuff, guys. The Fresnin is gangsta, home.
Remember that.
Help him out. Put in my 2 cents. And that's about it, Holmes. What else can I say? It's just the trolling. The trolling is fun. It's amazing. Don't worry, Holmes. LA's got your back, eh? That's
you,
about it. Paso Robles, what is that, Holmes? Never passed by there. Paso Robles basically means you pass by. You don't even stop. Paso Robles, pass rolling. That's basically what it means in Spanish, Holmes. So for them to even say anything about that's it. That's some more ammo for you, Mr. Fresnin. You can use that. Paso Robles. back to better stuff, Holmes. CCBA this weekend. There's a thread on Twitter that I started, yours truly, for the ultimate, for the most amazing, ultimate, grand get it in the world. So there's a thread there. If you're going to the CCBA Beer Summit in Long Beach, join that thread. Join the conversation so we can organize. I did say we. And there's a reason why, because I'm going to be there, Holmes. I got my hall pass, and I'll be there. So I'm trying to organize the biggest get it possible, and I'm trying to organize the first get it in the parking lot before the, they open the doors for us.
Wow.
And I'm trying to get a get it going.
Tailgate. That sounds like a tailgate shoe.
So it'll be like the total ultimate get, like Florida's Wheelers thing. Man, they're going to have to really plan something, because this is going to be off the chain. No, you're not going to get 30 voicemails yelling Willards. You'll get probably one or two, and that's it, Holmes, because the internet, the Wi-Fi cannot sustain the total awesomeness.
The Google Voice doesn't know what to do with that.
So XL Perro, Chew Your Beer, myself, Fontana Jim, Ants Radar, his wife, Matt, the Zax, Roger Pine and Palm,
Roger Pine and Palm.
A couple listeners that are in the forums are rolling up. We got Brian and Estella from the Indie Beer Show in San Diego are rolling up.
Holy
so
shit.
We're gonna have a get it, and we're all gonna cheers with Pachalito Pale, and we're gonna make this amazing, Holmes. So Mikey, make it happen, Mikey. It's my anniversary, Holmes, my wedding anniversary. If I can make this shit happen, ooh, Holmes, you can make it happen. If I come back and I'm dead, it was well worth it, Holmes. I'm just kidding, Holmes.
You're dead.
It was a long trial and tribulations, and I won't talk about it, but it's happening. I'll be there, and it's going to be amazing, Holmes. Sorry if this voicemail went too long, but that Twitter beef took most of it. But that's it, Holmes. That's all I got to say. Mm-hmm. It's the ultimate get it. CCBA, Beer Festival Summit. It's going down. Kelly Hushoff's going to be there. I mentioned that one, too.
Mm-hmm.
She's got a reason to celebrate.
Yeah.
I got to go, man. I'll see you at the Watcho.
Hey, you at the Watcho.
Peace out, your beer. And where's Beer Blog? I hope to see you at the summit.
You won't.
Peace out, eh?
Peace out, Chew. Thanks, Chew. Thanks for all your work, Chew, and everything you do for the show, man. Really appreciate it. And you can meet Chew Your Beer if you're going to the summit.
Chew Your Beer, get that bunch of people.
Yeah. I'm really hoping like a listener that we don't know, nobody knows, that doesn't, you know, call in, doesn't, you know.
Yeah.
Like, hey, just
long-time
like,
listener, first right, time caller.
Yeah. I'm looking for that. I'm looking like for a new personality that just says, hey, just comes up to Chew, says, hey, Chew.
Ete watch.
I love your voicemails on the Perfect Pour. Just want to say hi. Just want to shake your hand. And Chew will be like, no, man, give me a hug. He'll be like, no, listen to Perfect Pour, you give me a hug.
And if you're wondering, how do I know what Chew looks like? He did a selfie for the I Am Craft Beer.
Oh, yeah. Chew was part, did one of the I Am Craft Beer hashtags. So if you look
it's
on
your
our,
job to look
on
it
our
up.
Feed. It's on our Twitter feed, which has nothing else other than that. I don't know what Chew was talking about. Okay. This Fresno guy sounds dumb. Maybe we'll find out. I still don't know. I really am torn about talking about what Chew was talking about.
Hey, fellas, it's Brian, Wazoo Corvette. I had to call in after hearing the one-star review read last week on the show and just wanted to say, forget that guy and holler out to all the listeners. Let's all go and give these guys a 5-star review. Let's bury the 1-star as deep as we can. So maybe Apple will say, hey, this guy doesn't know what he's talking about, and remove it.
That's
what's going on in my world right now. Looking forward to a weekend, looking forward to cooler weather, maybe getting ready for stout season. Cause I've got a few of those in my cellar ready for me to drink. Nothing else, guys. Thanks for everything. Thanks for all you do. Thanks for the Fridays. Keep up the good work. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Thanks. Good. I like quick calls too. Just like, hey, man.
Quickie. Okay. So just in case you're wondering, stout season goes from September to August.
Okay.
And so that 3-day weekend we call Labor Day. Those are your 3 days off of stout season.
Oh, okay. That's what you're making you're putting down the rules now.
Yep.
So you only get 3 weeks of non season. You're like, it's like the PGA season.
There you
go. Seems like it's
it never ends.
Yeah, it seems like it's all year.
Or for me, basketball season.
Or for you, all sports ball season. Is there any sport that either you two are like, oh, that sport I'll watch?
Nope.
Nope.
Not a one.
When I had the NBC Sports, I would watch Tour de France.
Yeah?
Yeah.
But now you're just like, I
and, can't watch Tour de France. When's the Summer Olympics happen again?
They have it set up to like, well, it's every 4 years, but it's every two, like, the Winter Alternate, Olympics, right? It's every 2 years. One 2 year period, it's, The Summer Olympics would be every 4 years. Winter Olympics every 4 years, but it's slanted to be, they show up every 2 years.
Okay.
I think.
Does that show about mini golf count?
I don't know what that show is, but okay. Probably not.
Okay. Then no.
There's a show about mini golf?
Yes.
About goofy golf?
It's like American Ninja Warrior meets mini golf, I think.
Oh, that's Stefan Steph Curry made up or something.
Yeah.
Okay. I haven't watched that yet, but now I know what you're talking about. And we have some, I didn't notice this until now, but we have a text. You can text that voicemail line.
Son of a bitch.
559-492-0542. Let me see if I can figure this out. And hope you guys had this fresh as kingdom.
Oh,
I know what a big baseball nerd Mikey is, since the A's are so bad. They're in the wild card, bro. Did he watch any good baseball? Like the Little League World Series? Also, I guess no dick pics over the Google line. What did he try to send one?
Verified.
Yeah, come on. Go ahead. I can handle it. I've seen a penis before.
I got one.
Yeah, I got one. I'm like, yep, that's a penis. Can I text this line? Better question. Can I add this number to the Perfect Poor Podcast Listener League text group? Oh, apparently the Perfect Poor Podcast, there is a fantasy football league.
Great.
For listeners.
Yeah, it looks like fun.
And apparently there's a group text going on with that. So I don't know whose number. I mean, I could find out whose number this is if I wanted to, but I don't know. So, yeah, I guess you can text the line that makes it easier for you to contact the show. And so we got a couple more voicemails to go through. So
let's do it. Hey, guys, Tony Bags here.
Tony Bags.
What?
And we're not driving.
Aw.
Just parked.
Good.
Yeah, we're
good.
Parking.
We're parking.
Very, special occasion.
Woo!
And we just want to give a shout out and some love to Kelly Hooscraft.
Happy engagement day.
Woo-hoo! It was kind of awesome. Ryan had a hell of a day.
You're ruining my cheers, Tony Bax.
So
let's all raise.
Let's raise a white claw.
Hey.
What?
And,
no.
Cheers to Kelly.
Yay!
Cheers. Woo! I'm cheersing with a slice.
Guys, you're doing fine, too. Good work, guys. Kelly.
Bye.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks, you two.
The couple's call.
Yeah.
So strong.
Right. Like the best couple west of the west, and then the east coast is, maybe calling engineer, but come on.
Oh, don't forget single cam, Mr. and Mrs. Single
cam. Oh, man. You're right. There's two. Yeah. It's like, yeah, it's a, you can't start mentioning one, then it's like, God damn it. Everybody's
remember them all.
Everybody's
hoppy
so
libations
great.
And hoppy hubs.
Yeah, come on. Everybody's so great. Thank you guys for calling. And early cheers to Kelly.
Ants and Mrs. Ants.
All the things.
Hey, guys. Fontana Jim here.
Hi,
hey.
Jim.
I wanted to wish everybody a super duper happy weekend because this show comes out Friday and tomorrow there'll be some super uber greeting get it at the California Craft Beer Festival. So the first four people that come up to me during the festival mm-hmm. say, I like your green cheeks. I got four releases of green cheek beer. And, oh, yeah, one other thing. Suck it, Florida.
L.A. reps. L.A. reps. Wow. Sending shots to the Florida reps. Matt, I'm going to have to ask you to go up to Fontana Jim and say, I like your green cheeks. Because I need a green cheek beer.
He's calling in a favor.
Yeah. So, can you do that for me, Matt? Can you ask Jim that? Can you tell Jim that you like his green cheeks, Matt? Can you do that, Matt?
I don't think so, Tim.
Oh, damn it.
Damn it.
Oh, what's going on?
Hi.
Oh. Hi.
Hey, you guys want some booch?
No, don't get into those hard cambos, bro.
Oh, come on.
Hard cambos.
Woo!
I'd be down for one.
The producer don't mind.
No, she'll mind.
Oh, what about Mikey's shelf? His shelf is looking pretty
good. Oh, but ooh. There's so many listener beers.
No. This top shelf, man, it's calling me.
Top shelf beers. You know what? Get that yellow can. Get that one.
No.
On my shelf. No, do
that's
it.
What Mikey top four.
Do it.
Okay, only if you take one from our shelf, though.
Do it. All right. Yeah, yep, yep.
Yeah, I want to open it. Oh, yeah. I want to be the one to open it. I'm cool.
Mikey Top Pour opens his own beer. Top Pour. It's my turn for the Top Pour.
That's right.
I just got...
Shit, what the fuck? Yeah, I said the wrong one.
I love gold.
And then...
There was one.
She called me up and left me a voicemail, but she didn't leave her name.
Thanks everyone for contributing to the show.
I'm not saying I'm disappointed, but that was a lot lighter on voicemails than I expected.
Oh, yeah. I did expect a lot more voicemails given what happened, and I know I haven't talked about it yet, but
yeah.
I am still contemplating it. And
ugly baby judges you.
Now going around the table from left to right of your podcast, dials a new beer. This was donated to the show by my friend Derek from San Diego, who came up to Fresno recently and mulled this up for me. It is a specialty, a one-off beer from Modern Times. Recently opened a Santa Barbara location, not a Fresno location, Santa Barbara location. And they made a special beer for that release, and now we're having it. Is it now open in Santa Barbara?
Totally open.
Totally open in Santa Barbara. Now, guys, you can come see us down in Santa Barbara in California.
Speaking of which, we didn't speculate on our...
So we're going to...
Barrel House.
There was an announcement that a Central Coast Brewer Barrel House... It's one of the ones I know. I don't know too many.
Okay. That are, Silva.
Yeah, Silva, Barrel House, that they're going to open up a tap room in the Fresno area. Mm-hmm. We're finally going to get our first remote tap room. Finally. I guess we've made it now as a beer city. And so Barrel House is going to be opening up a remote tap room. We just don't know. Where exactly?
Where?
They won't say. So I don't know. I don't know the point of not saying unless just there's something not finalized about it, which scares me. Because Fresno is notorious for red tape. So
yeah,
I'm really scared about this. So hopefully this ends up happening, but what's that place in the Central Coast? It's that town called their Barrow House is the town that they live in.
Paso Robles. Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's it. I almost forgot. And they're opening up a remote tap room in Fresno, showing their love for Fresno and how they respect us here. Mm-hmm. So, pretty excited about it, and
yeah, could be
hopefully,
good.
Hopefully it'll work out and actually gets built. And we're not talking about it like this cowboy chicken place that's not going to open in Fig Garden Village here.
Perfect.
Barrow
House all along.
Yeah, maybe that's where Barrow House is going to be at, the cowboy the chicken.
Local reference.
I've been talking about that with my wife for like 6 months. She's like, is that cowboy chicken opened up yet? I don't know, honey. I'm not responsible for cowboy chicken.
But it was the ridiculous brown paper on the windows that was mystifying everybody.
Yeah. So what do we talk about in Fresno? Restaurant openings are our number one topic.
Yeah. I think they're going to go in the old Walmart on Shaw. Walmart.
That would be big. I want them to go in the old, Long's Drugs on Herndon and Marks.
Ooh, nice.
Make that corner, make that area just a big beer scene.
Wow, that'll appease the neighbors. Electric golf carts.
Yeah. Everyone get a golf cart. Can't get a DUI in a golf cart, can you?
Yeah, you can. You totally can. What if they ditch everybody and go out to Apcal, Madera?
They might. I mean, that's what we're afraid of. They're going to go to Clovis.
Looking out for beers.
Wow. Beers get released all the friggin' time. There's so much. It's hard to keep up. We try. We look out for beers. Seltzer. You may call it in search of, but we call it looking out for.
That's right.
We can tell a listener of the show if they use looking out for instead of in search of. Matt, what are you looking out for?
I feel bad because you just built that up.
Oh, no.
I don't have anything.
I'm looking out for more hard seltzers.
Don't worry. I got a good one for Matt.
All right, good. I'm coming off of the California Food Expo, and I'm heading into the California Craft Beer Summit. So This week has literally left me no time to get anything done.
Were you at the taproom when Simon Manjumbar was there this time?
I just missed him by a few hours, but I mean, I did see him at the expo, and he was hanging out at the Tauga booth for
evening. He just doesn't want to go anywhere else. He's just like, I'm just going to hang out at the Tauga booth.
Yeah. He genuinely enjoys our brewery.
You guys that enjoy the food shows, Simon Manjumbar is in town basically regularly. I believe he has a relative in town from what I've been told. Mm-hmm. And so he comes to Fresno just whenever. And whenever he comes to Fresno, Tioga's Beer Garden is one of his places to hit. So If you're like, you want to see Simon Manjumbar, just go to Tioga's Scores Beer Garden every day.
The beer garden,
and eventually he will run into Simon. So that's pretty cool. Lots of celebs come to the Tioga Beer Garden because we have things in Fresno, believe it or not.
Three Walmarts.
We got three Walmarts, huh?
Yeah.
Huh? Got that in the Central Coast? Got three Walmarts? We got three.
And this one's a super.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Got a super? Super?
Super. Huh?
And Tuscadero got a super Walmart?
Super duper.
Don't think so.
Yay. Boom.
Nick, what are you looking for?
So since Matt is going to be in the Long Beach area.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. We should just flood Matt with all kinds of SoCal muling projects.
He's going to look out for this because it's not just Beechwood.
Oh.
Okay. It's pronounced Beechwood. It's
pronounced Beechwood.
Mm-hmm. It's a collab. Who would Beechwood collab with?
Beechwood would collab with somebody indie.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be an indie brewer.
Okay.
Not Green Cheek?
No.
The one that chew your beers people.
No.
LA?
No McLeod? LA?
No McLeod?
No, it is Southerner California. Further down the I-5.
San Diego?
Yes.
All right, we're in San Diego. Beechwood. Mm-hmm. And
I like this game.
Damn it.
There's only 185 breweries.
I don't think it's going to be Stone. Stone's too obvious. Pure?
That'd be nice, but no. Starts with an S.
Society.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Ding, ding, ding.
Woo, woo, woo. Fresh. Look at the big brain on Brad.
Yes.
I knew it. Society and Beechwood have got together to collaborate with Defender of the Hops. A new IPA from these two, fresh in the can, conveniently released for, or just in time for the summit.
All right. I'm looking out for that as well.
Yeah, I knew you
would be too. I expected to be here next week.
Next my sandwich. Anything
else you're looking out for?
I didn't know we needed to do more than that.
Guys.
Okay, so there's a Bergen beer that I am personally looking out for because it is a label by Western Shores from Bergen Beer and a collab with Made West Double IPA with a VW bus on the cover. And this has to be somebody's personal bus. It's way too specific to be generic bus logo.
Too specific.
It's the wheels that give it away. These look like actual Wide 5 Volkswagen custom wheels on this bus, not like somebody artist rendering. Oh, I think it's a hubcap.
Yeah.
Like, this somebody down there has this bus, and it's a friend of theirs, and they took a picture and used it on the label.
Anything with bus? Do you have a nice little collection of bus renderings?
It is labels? Very, very little, but yes, I do.
All right.
It's like six deep, I think.
Yeah, come on. Let's help Nick out and get that going. What about the Pacholito Pale Ale from Chew Your Beer Brewing?
Why not?
Yeah, I'm looking out for that. I want to taste that. It's got Citra and Centennial. So
no Nelson?
Man.
No Mosaic?
No Nelson.
Man.
It's a nice 5.9, though.
What?
Yeah, so I'm looking out for that.
Yeah.
Look like a pretty good beer. Another one, just this is a label buy, but also it sounds good too. From Cerebral Brewing, Scam Likely. It's an Idaho 7 double IPA with Idaho 7. And the label is, it's got like, you know, like an iPhone decline with the, you know, with the red button with the phone and decline. So it's, you know, it's kind of giving you a caller ID kind of pop up on your phone. And so, yeah, it's more labeled by anything, but also looks like a good beer. And then there's that one, somebody finally made an untapped label where it's like, not my style, two stars. XL put that on the forum, and I've seen it around, but somehow I did not write it down in my notes, so I don't have all the details.
It was heavy. I'm going to look this up because it did sound ridiculous.
I was like, are they purposely making it ridiculous? And I think so. They have to be because like all the ingredients are like completely ridiculous. So it's like, I think you're...
It's a hazy sour with peaches, pretzels, pawpaws, honey, and lactose.
Well, what the hell is a pawpaw? That's what I want to know.
All right.
Google. Is that a monk fruit?
Cue up the Google music.
Clap, 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 clap.
Is this it? Is this a fruit? American Indian. Doesn't say what. Oh, yellowish green brown fruit.
Oh, it's an actual thing.
Tree native to the United States and Canada. Yeah, it just says it's some kind of fruit. What does pawpaw fruit taste like? Creamy custard-like flesh with a tropical flavor.
Yeah, don't worry about that.
So yeah, there you go. Pawpaw, creamy custard-like flesh with a tropical flavor.
All right.
Described as a combination of mango, pineapple, and banana.
I'm sure it tastes great in a beer.
Yeah, perfect.
It sounds very much like something that should totally be in a beer.
So there's your two stars, not my style. All
right.
Sour, hazy.
I just want that label.
How many of those have you ever checked in?
Yeah, I have not put enough to.
You've stars. Never.
I don't think I've ever one starred.
Have you ever followed up with not maybe my style? I have.
No. Okay. Well, I know better. By the way, if you look, if you're new to Untappd, like really new to Untappd, and if you search Google for a guide,
wait, are you saying somebody's found us before Untappd?
Yeah, it doesn't sound right. But like if you search Google, if you Google a guide to Untappd, just look who comes up first. Just saying.
What?
That's fucking called blogger skill, motherfucker.
What? Did you write something and not tell us?
I wrote some a while ago, man. Just Google it. See what happens. It's called being a blogger, not being an Instagram person. It's called being a fucking blogger. Okay? 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 Matt, what have you been drinking this week? You been drinking anything interesting?
Just a lot of repeats. Some Batch 2000, Fulton Street, Oktoberfest. Nitro Merlin. I got to try the Blind Pig. Those were all repeats. Super Cluster from Lagunitas. Got to try that out for the first time. That was pretty interesting. And then Sierra Nevada at the California Food Expo had Sufferfest, so I got to try a couple of those.
Oh, yeah. These are post Sierra Nevada buying out Sufferfest beers. Mm-hmm. I've not had one of their beers since Sierra bought them. Not that it would make any difference, I would assume, but how was that? I remember Sufferfest just being like, okay, this is a beer.
Well, supposedly they don't necessarily put it on the can, but it's, I guess their beers are gluten free or gluten reduced. So, but the couple I had were pretty good.
Mm-hmm. That's all you're drinking this week. Yeah. Yeah. Wow. 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 You didn't make it out to Pendragon?
Nope.
Do they still have that beer that we had a couple weeks ago? That was so fucking good.
No clue.
Damn it. Yeah. That was a really good beer. I don't even remember the name now. Nick, you've been caught drinking.
I can't remember that one either. What was it?
What the hell did you do, man? You spent too much time on Twitter like me.
That was literally the most time I've ever spent on Twitter in my life.
Yeah.
Seriously. Like for reals. Like
for realsies.
All of the, I could probably check my battery usage on Twitter. It
was probably yeah, if you look up one of those apps that show you, like, this is where you spent your time on your phone.
Yeah.
Twitter would be number one.
I
Twitter is woke now.
Woke. I had not my first time having it, but my first league sanctioned Fresno buy of Happy Hops from Russian River.
League sanctioned.
Yes.
Legal.
Legal buy.
Buy.
Not mule.
Happy Hops.
Legally distributed Happy Hops purchased at the Whole Foods.
You went to the store and just got it.
Bought it, drank it.
Drank it. Good.
Past me was looking out for future me and bought two.
You're like, you're going to want this in the future. Like, I'm good with one. Nah.
Nah.
You're going to want it.
You're going to want that second one.
You're going to want it.
And so I had two of them this week.
Nice.
Yeah, it worked out. It was very nice. We are seeing our first holdover, though.
Uh-oh.
I've seen the same batch of Pliny in two places for more than a week
now. Oh, we are slowing down on our Russian River.
That did not take long.
Russian River.
Yeah. Where's your White Claw?
Yeah. Hey, there's only two White Claw shelves. Hey.
Shelves.
Well, we've got the Russian River out there. Yeah. Where's the ruby grapefruit? I want that ruby grapefruit.
Clear doubles or so, 2012.
Only three ruby grapefruits per person, sir.
Oh, man.
What the fuck, bro?
Are they going to regulate the claw?
They're going to have to start regulating claws. God dang it. Stop it, America.
Stop it.
Stop it. You're being ridiculous now.
I did have a sip of Truly over the weekend, the adversary to White Claw.
Yes. Isn't that the Boston Beer Company one?
Yeah.
All right. That's fine.
Oh, no. It was like Jolly Rancher. It was disgusting.
Well, no. Yeah. I know that. But I mean, like,
oh.
As far as like buying from, at least you know they're.
You know where your money's going.
They're okay. They're craft beer.
They will make more Dogfish Head by selling right. Truly.
Yeah. They'll keep Dogfish Head alive with that.
All right. Also, I had Air on the Side of Awesome, which is the new Belgium and good Rare name. Barrel collab.
Mm.
Sour.
I was going to say, that's not going to be a... you said New Belgium and uh-huh. Rare Barrel. I'm like, nope, this is not going to be something I'm going to like.
Yes, in the newly formatted bottles, I don't think New Belgium uses bombers anymore. These are the... About 375 milliliter bottles now.
They did a whole thing in the Herndon and Milburn Save Mart where they reset it and that it's like mostly wine now in their craft beer section.
Yeah.
And then, but then they still have some bombers and I saw General Sherman in bombers and it just looked odd. I mean, it was just, it was just a regular Sherman in a bomber, but I'm just like, deal. I was like, it doesn't look right anymore. Like, bombers just don't even look right now.
It's too much beer.
Hey, are you sure about this? Is what you want to put your beer in? Can we split
this? Anybody want to share this?
I don't know, man.
It's like two beers in here.
It's a lot of beer. Just saying, it's a lot of beer.
I miss the bombers.
Oh.
Night-night.
But there's that... on the loop, the MGA in the loop has that door off to the side that has bombers. And I just like look at it for about 2 seconds. I'm like, nah, nope.
That's too much.
Nope. There can't be anything good in there. It's all bombers.
It's all bombers.
Nothing good in there. Look at the cans. Ooh, they're so pretty and shiny.
Yeah, but the cans are bomber priced. That's what hurts.
Yeah, that's true.
Have you been to...
The Marlboro's all, this is a good value over here. If you want to look over here.
Nah. Cans are shiny.
Oh, I'll take one of those shiny.
Ooh, shiny.
Ooh, squirrel. Have you been to Total Wine lately?
Nah, for about about a month.
Yeah, they did a reset. Totally fucked
me
up. Could not find shit in that. I was like, what the... But this...
You're that guy.
Where'd you put the bourbon's in a different place?
You reset stores every once in a while.
Yeah, you gotta
deal with it.
What's funny is now it feels
just
like
when I was getting used to where everything was, you guys wouldn't reset it.
I think they slimmed it down a little bit too.
Oh, they cut down the beer?
Yep.
Oh my God, you bastard.
Seltzers needed a place to live.
Where did they put it?
They shifted the six packs forward into the single section.
Did they shift it in reverse as well?
In the reverse is where the White Claw lives now.
Shift it forward, shift in reverse.
Yep.
Foreign or domestic.
And now they have a locals end cap.
Oh.
Locals only, bro.
Locals only.
So you're saying I can't surf out here, man?
This Blue Crush reference is going on.
No, it's Point Break reference, bro.
I think it's Blue Crush. I think you're more of a Blue Crush guy.
I guess this is the time where you tell me locals only and all that. Not bad. We're just going to fuck you up.
What?
Yeah. Point Break reference.
That escalated quickly.
Damn it. I don't have another reference to come back with. My mind is not good at this point of the show.
It belongs in a museum.
Oh, that's the indie reference.
The day is mine.
There you go.
SNL reference.
SNL reference. It's not my name. Turd Ferguson.
Turd. It's a big hat. It's a big hat.
It's funny. It's big.
It's funny. It's a big hat. Okay. Damn it.
Is it too soon for Van by the Van?
No, yeah, I can't do that anymore.
So that's what I've been caught during.
All right. I've had a 4-pack of General Sherman from Tioga Segoia Brewing. They're located in downtown Fresno. It's fine. It is Fresno's IPA. And I had it and I drank it. I enjoyed it. And I was glad it was in my fridge. And there was no issues with any of the cans. All perfectly canned and sealed. At a Modern Times Critical Band. Good beer.
Yeah.
We all know Critical Band is a good beer. And I had it and I agreed with past Mikey and current Mikey. Happy Hops from Russian River.
Oh, you too?
Yeah. And I can confirm that we are about hit, or if we're hitting Blase Russian River now, because I went into the market, and you know, I was like, they had all three. They had the Blind Pig, they had the Happy Ops, and they had the Pliny.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I go, okay, yeah, let me get a Happy Hops, and then I looked at everything else, and I got other beers, and I left. I did not get a Pliny, didn't get a Blind Pig. I just like, yeah, I'll just get this Happy Hops and then I'll get some other beers.
Wow.
So we've officially now integrated Russian River into our lexicon. And now it's just like, yeah, whatever.
Every day.
I did the same thing at Whole Foods the next day. Went to Whole Foods and they had Pliny. Or no, actually, they only had Blind Pig. Was left. Oh. And I just like, all right, I'll pick up a Blind Pig. What else is here? Okay. Where, you know, normally I would have been like, oh, give me three Blind Pigs. How many Blind Pigs can I get? Can I get all the Blind Pigs?
Is there a limit here?
Yeah. And I was just like, yeah, I'll just get one. I might get crazy.
Yeah. Save some for the rest.
Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah, I've had this before.
I've had this. Hey.
Hey.
Hey, guy. Guy hey. That runs the liquors department for the past 5 years. I don't know your name. I've had this before. What's funny is the guy that's the Whole Foods guy.
Yeah.
What's his, do we know his, do you guys remember
Scott
his
name? Scott sounds familiar.
Maybe Scott. Seems like a cool guy. Nice guy.
Uh-huh.
But like, he's very not talkative about the beer. He'll just be like, you know, he's been nice. He's like, oh, can I help you? I'm like, no. I know more than you.
Uh-huh.
But no. I'm like, the one I was in there was a lady, you know, like looking for a wine. The guy couldn't stop talking. Oh, like, shit. He knew every fucking thing. Like, I never heard this guy talk so much in my life. He was just like, blah, 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 blah. I was like, oh, I see what's going on here. You're a wine guy.
Wine. Yeah.
The beer, he's just a mouse over there, quiet and just like, Are you looking for a beer? Yeah, I'm good. Wine, he's just like, ba 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 beep beep ba boom boom. It's like, fuck, that guy knows a lot about wine. So,
yeah. Wow. Nitrogen content in soil this year was exquisite.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That kind of stuff. No. I'm like, bro, man, you're neglecting your beer side, man.
Man.
You're neglecting us beer geeks. Yeah. We're marginalized again.
Why isn't the White Claw in the wine section?
Hey, man. Get this in your wine section, bro. Talk about the White Claw. Where was this? Yeah. What was the dirt like for this White Claw? Yeah. Hi, guys. How's it going?
Good.
Yeah, it's good.
Right. Yeah.
I was like, or is it over yet?
Better than a Twitter fire in September.
Twitter fire? What happens on Twitter? Whoa. Oh.
Jeez. I guess we're here.
We join this cheers in progress. Cheers. Matt, do you have some cheers?
Cheers out to Jake from State Farm. Thanks for donating this Montucky. And then cheers out to Gumby. He sent me some Urban Roots for me to sample on my own time.
All right. Oh, personal Urban Roots.
Mm-hmm.
Personal.
This is personal, guys. Okay. I need to be alone right now. Shuts the door.
I'll be in my closet.
He's like, lock. You hear that lock. It's like, wow, what's going on in there? Oh, he's drinking beer. Oh, really? No, that's what he's doing. So,
I'm in a meeting.
It's a meeting.
This beer can's meeting my face.
Yeah. I'm on a Skype call right now. It's a very important meeting.
Webinar.
Big webinar. I'm being here the next 4 hours. It's a serious webinar, live webinar. Gotta do it. He's on a live webinar in there. Don't bother him.
Yeah.
Just turns up like some random YouTube computer noise.
It's just
like
a TED talk about the iPhone 7.
Do you know that most Americans don't sleep 8 hours? Do you know how important 8 hours of sleep is? Let me show you. It's my impression of a TED talk randomly right now.
I like it.
Nick, do you have some cheers?
I did not properly cheers bells last week, so
Aww. Here
we are because he helps
bells
us.
From Dorktown, Dorktown podcast.
Yes, not Bells the Brewery, but Bells the
Dorktown. At one time in podcasting was the most entertaining podcaster out there. I'm going to say it. I'll say it right now.
You'll say it. You'll step up. I'll
say it right now. Maybe we'll hear from him again on Dorktown. You never know. You never know.
The world may never know.
We may be 1 week from a new Dorktown. We may be 8 months from a new Dorktown.
What happened that if you build it, they will come?
I don't know. We did have a conversation recently that, like, we will make a show before the year is over.
Ah.
There will be a Dorktown before 2019 is over.
Wow.
So,
okay. You
know, look out for that.
Looking out for.
Do you have any other cheers?
I have another cheers, but I think you have the same cheers.
Oh. Was it Kelly?
Yeah.
Who's craft? Cheers to Kelly. You guys, one of the cute couples. One of those cute couples we were talking about earlier. Cheers to getting the engagement and the on to your next level of life.
Yeah.
We've seen Kelly from when she was a Fresno blogger. A single Fresno blogger on her own to becoming an LA beer rep, known person, cool person, to now being engaged and ready for her next stage in the life. Wow. So, Kelly, we'd like to hear from Kelly, but hopefully you'll see Kelly if you're going to the summit. You'll get it. I'm like, I'm getting it.
Yeah.
Like, what are you talking about? It's a perfect poor thing. Okay. It doesn't sound as bad as you're making it out to be. cheers to all our golden gods of the perfect board. Donate money to the show, $5 or a month or more a month. Our patrons give us, and that is the golden gods, and they get to have some extra bonus stuff like being part of the Porum, part of the Discord group, and get to hear the tailgate where the real stuff happens. No, it's just other stuff happens.
Usually us yelling at Louis.
Yeah, there's a lot. Louis is much more of a character on the tailgate. Like, you know, once in a while Louis gets referenced on the show, sure. Once in a while there'll be a Louis story or some tailgate, man. It's all Louis.
It's all Louis.
It's all Louis.
Stop.
Louis, stop.
And then crash of crawler can section. Yep.
So if you're like, man, I wish there was more Louis on the show. Yeah. Sign up for that Patreon's tailgate, man. Your spot, man. Yeah. It is your show. Louis is looking at me right now like,
I heard my name several times and no crackers.
You guys are mean. Thanks, everyone, all the listeners that messaged me about this week and all the crap that happened on Twitter and were just sort of looking out for me, and I appreciate it because I really didn't need it. I basically spent like 3 days of my stomach being in knots and wanting to throw up, so I appreciate that. And and my wife was very helpful this week because – sometimes you need that kind of a backup, and she helped me out a lot getting through this week. And I just want to say that, like, all these referencing about if you haven't seen or anything about it, so there was a whole thing on Twitter about a person from Firestone Walker, Disfresno on Twitter, and it became a whole thing locally in Fresno, and Fresnans can be very sensitive, me included, about dissing Fresno because we've been shitted on all our lives here in Fresno. We are the little geek boy, when you see a movie and it's the classic like guy getting kicked around in high school kid, and these bullies are like, you know, tugging on the kid's backpack and like, fuck you, you little nerd, and whatever. That's Fresno. And those bullies are always somebody on the coast, somebody on LA, somebody in San Diego. So we've gotten that all our lives, and I have gotten that all my life personally. And so that's why I identify with Fresno. And there's Fresno, a lot of people are confused. Like, why is Fresno getting so crazy about like defending themselves? What the hell is their problem? And that's partly our problem. And we, like, many years ago, we kind of turned that around and like worked really hard to like get the mentality about Fresno being an awesome place to be, an awesome place to live. And we've turned that around and worked really hard at that. And we sort of now, like, not that we don't hate ourselves still, but like we also like appreciate that we have a lot of awesome stuff in town, and once in a while we can be oversensitive about that. And when somebody that should know better from Firestone sends multiple tweets dissing Fresno, and to the wrong people, to people like Mike Oz, who is a huge person in Fresno, is one of the best people, have done amazing stuff for Fresno. And when you're getting in Twitter wars against Fresno, it's against somebody like that, and it's just not going to go well. And it didn't go well, and it sucks. And because everybody involved, I love, and as far as the beer side and the Fresno side, and there are some idiots on the Fresno side that did some stupid shit, and I wish they didn't. And then there was a bunch of people on the beer side that did some stupid shit and some really not right stuff, and the Perfect Pour got caught up in it. The Perfect Pour has nothing to do with it. And the only thing I had to do with it was two clapback tweets, and it wasn't just one tweet that this person from Firestone did. It was a lot of tweets, and it it just got out of hand on the Fresno side. It got out of hand on the Firestone side. And there's just like a lot of stupid people involved and a lot of good people involved. And I love everybody on the beer side. I love everybody on the Fresno side. So it's been like, it just killed me the past few days. So I'm just sorry. Like, I just did 2 clapback tweets and that is all I did. That is it. And somebody on Twitter was just railing me for 3 days about really serious shit that was not me. And then trying to pull the perfect pour in and nothing, perfect pour did nothing. Nothing about that. I didn't talk to Nick and Mac about anything. And Nick and Mac don't want to be any part of this. And they've done nothing. They're like the coolest freaking guys on this earth. And like, I actually think about like when I'm going to do something on Twitter or whatever it is, I'm like, what would Nick and Mac do? And they would not do this, but sometimes I just can't help myself because my Achilles heel is Fresno. And now I'm regretting everything I'm saying now, but I just want to like, so many people are like confused, like what the hell is Fresno's problem? Fresno's problem is that we've just been kicked in the balls way too many times. And so sometimes we're going to get mad, especially when it's somebody kicking us in the balls that should know not to kick us in the balls and they still do it. So yeah. I might end up editing this out, but tomorrow, but when I listen to it, but it sucks that I just need to make it clear that the perfect board did nothing. And we were trolled for 3 days for doing literally nothing. And I did 2 clapback tweets and I got trolled for 3 days and like it, not a cool 3 days. And it is not worse than what happened to the Firestone Walker worker who is now fine and everything's cool. So that's really why I'm even feel like okay to bring this up because everything's cool now and I don't want anybody to get, mad about this anymore, but, and I wish I could like detail it out because I have a whole post I was going to put the detail of the whole thing out because people were really confused of like what's going on. But I don't want to make it any more than past the show because I just needed to talk about it to the listeners of the show because the listeners are confused. Like, what the hell, man? What is going on? Like, why are you guys getting dragged through beer Twitter so much? And I was like, I can't talk about it. But I just feel respect for the list. Like we built up so much relationship with our listeners to just not say anything is just killing me. So I'm saying it now and maybe I'll delete this. Maybe I won't, but I just want everything to be cool. I hope everybody, Worst Beer Blog is cool. I hope Firestone is cool. And I hope all of Fresno Twitter is cool. And all our listeners are cool. That's all I really care about. But I just needed to make sure any bad things that happened were not anything associated with the show or anything really that literally I had 2 clapback tweets. That is the only thing I did. And so I'm sorry for that, I guess. And I'm sorry all this happened and I'm sorry to Nick and Matt and I'm sorry to all sorry to the whole damn world. So, and I'm sorry I can't really explain it all properly and it sucks because I know because I'm in the listener seat because I've heard so many of these kind of things happen on a radio show or whatever. And I'm just like, I don't understand or just tell me everything that happened. And
there's no way. There's not enough time.
Yeah, there's enough time, but it's just I've already caused too much problems, so I don't want to cause any more problems. So, if anybody has a problem, just message me, email me, something. I'll talk to you as a person. Feel like I'm pretty easygoing person. So if there's something you want to say, say it to me, message me, and I'll talk to you. If you happen to be a Fresno person that just doesn't listen to the show normally, but like I want to hear what happened and listening now, don't please just everything's cool. Don't do some big thing against Firestone or whatever. Everything's great now, and I am now rambling, and I think we're done here. This is the Perfect Bar.
Hey.
PerfectBarPod.com. If you want to go and see, be a rep for the show now. Like, wow, I want to rep that show now. That dumb shit at the end. And Perfect Bar Pod on the social medias if you want to rant at us some more incorrectly. And everyone have fun at the Get It. I'm expecting next week to have all the Get It stories at the summit.
And those way.
Yeah, but when you're down there.
Pachulito's way.
Maybe that's what it is. And when you're down there, though, be safe and have fun. But you can't really check your dates at the kegs. I'm going to assume all those kegs are going to be fresh.
They're shipping over. Like,
can I check the dates on your kegs?
Watch the slush machines.
Oh, is there going to be slush machines?
I bet I hope so. If there is.
Going to be hard seltzers on.
It's a seltzer fest.
Hey, seltzer fest.
Thanks, guys. Have a great week. Hey, guys. I'm going to go do something. Shut the show down.
Back to Snapchat.
Yeah. Go check my Snapchat. Damn it. I almost got through the show.
It's all right.
Yeah.